Welcome to the History Unplugged podcast, the unscripted show that celebrates unsung heroes, myth busts historical lies, and rediscovers the forgotten stories that changed our world. I'm your host, Scott Rank. Hey everyone, welcome to an in-betweenisode where I answer any question about history. Today's question comes from Alex Barnes. Alex asks, did Benito Mussolini really make the trains run on time? If not, where did the story come from? That phrase, well, Mussolini at least made the trains run on time, can mean a lot of different things. It could be, well, a stopped clock is right twice a day. He did terrible things, but even terrible people can accomplish good. At worst, it can be an excuse for fascism, that Italian society is so disordered, so if you have a strong man, practically rules by fiat, if nothing else, he can introduce order into an otherwise disorderly society. Okay, but is that statement even true? Did he actually make the trains run on time? The one thing in an early 20th century society that shows that you are running orderly, that the Swiss and the Germans, whose trains show up at the exact minute that the timetable tells you to, or the Italians, who are notorious at this time period for having a disorderly, unorganized, overly bureaucratic society able to accomplish the same thing? Well, not quite. The Italian railway system was in a terrible state during World War I. Troop transport was not simple, and it did improve a lot during the 1920s. But the thing is, much of the repair work had been performed before Mussolini, and the fascists came to power in 1922, so it's disingenuous for Mussolini to take credit for this. And this was a major propaganda step that Mussolini used, but according to accounts of those who lived in Italy during the Mussolini era, the Italian railway's adherence to timetables was much more propaganda than it was reality. Now here's a quote about how good things can happen even from the worst of circumstances. According to the 1967 book by Ashley Montagu and Edward Darling, The Prevalence of Nonsense, Mussolini may have done many brutal and tyrannical things. He may have destroyed human freedom in Italy. He may have murdered and tortured citizens whose only crime was to oppose Mussolini. But one had to admit one thing about the dictator. He made the trains run on time. Mussolini's statements and his propaganda efforts about the train system come after October 28, 1922, where King Vittorio Emanuele appoints Benito Mussolini as prime minister and the accession to power of the fascists in Italy. He had to convince the people of Italy that fascism was indeed a system that worked better for them. So thus was born the myth of a fascist efficiency with the train as its symbol. Word spread that Mussolini had turned the Italian railway system, which was heavily dilapidated, into the envy of Europe, featuring trains that were dependable and punctual. All trains ran on time in Mussolini's Italy. And this myth really spread. In 1936, the American journalist George Seldes complained that when his fellow countrymen returned home from holidays in Italy, they all seemed to cry in unison, "Mussolini is great because the trains now run on time." And no matter how much they were told about fascist oppression, injustice, and cruelty, they always say the same thing, "But the trains run on time." Seldes said, it's true that the majority of big expresses, those carrying eyewitnessing tourists, are usually put through to time, but on the smaller lines, rail and roadbed conditions frequently cause delay. There's no shortage of witnesses that say that even the tourist trains were often late. A Belgian foreign minister wrote, "The time is no more when Italian trains run on time. We always were kept waiting for more than a quarter of an hour at the level crossings, because the trains were never there at the times they should have been passing." The British journalist Elizabeth Wiskman, likewise, dismissed the myth about the punctual trains. "I traveled at a number that were late," she wrote. The fascist propaganda machine would always explain to the world that the running of trains was a symbol of the restoration of law and order, and it helps that the foreign correspondents in Rome were carefully controlled and the reporting of all railway accidents or delays was banned. Now, Mussolini loved to show up at great public works and especially link himself to railways. Whenever there was a big rail bridge or station or a new line that opened, he was there to take credit. In 1934, he opened the direct Florence-Bologna line, which included the world's largest double-track tunnel. But he failed to point out that the project had been initiated by another government long before he took power. So the trains running on time myth had become an accepted myth of fascism. And as Mussolini had never charged anyone with the task of planning communications in the event of war, the matter had gone on by default. So Mussolini making the trains run on time, it was a bit of propaganda, and as it's still repeated today, sadly, it seems that far beyond the grave, Mussolini's propaganda machine is still working effectively. So if you're ever in Italy and you're taking the train somewhere and it's really late, be satisfied to know that Mussolini's words were not true. Well, thank you for the question, Alex. If any of you would like to submit one to me, you can do so by emailing me info@historyonthenet.com. You can also send me a voicemail, which I will play on this podcast, if you go to historyunplugpodcast.com. And if you go to historyunplugpodcast.com, there's instructions on how you can leave a review for this podcast. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That's a big help to me and the show. I'd really appreciate it. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to the History Unplugged podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the show to get your daily dose of all things history related, from ancient Greece to the Cold War. You can do that by going to historyonthenet.com/subscribe. Speaking of History on the Net, if you want to dive deeper, go to our site, historyonthenet.com, and there you'll find blog posts, book reviews, and all of our other podcast episodes. Plus, don't forget to rate and review this podcast so we can bring you the best daily history content possible. We'll see you next time at the History Unplugged podcast.